From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
From the Opubco studios in Oklahoma City, you're listening to the Open Mic podcast. I'm Mike Sherman, Sports Area of the Oklahoman, and my guest is OSU beat writer John Helsley, who's up in Stillwater for the Mike Gundy press conference today. And we're talking about the OSU Tech football game coming up Saturday night. John, this is an intriguing matchup because it matches Mike Leach, the offensive mastermind, against the guy that OSU has hired to fix its defensive problems, Bill Young. And so far, so good with Bill Young.
Well, you're exactly right, Mike. So far, so good. And more importantly than that, I think some of his best games here lately. You look at the Texas game, maybe as being a little bit out of context there, but actually they played decent on defense. There were a lot of turnovers in that game. Actually held Texas to a yardage total that they can live with. But have played really well. Played outstanding at Iowa State over the weekend, stopping the run. The big question this week: can they stop the pass?
John, Bill Young has been coaching defenses for a lot of years, but before this stop at Oklahoma State, his previous stop in the Big 12 was at Kansas, where he faced Mike Leach, the Pirate, and his Red Raiders. How did Bill Young fare?
You know, if you go back and look at those games, and also I might add, with not great talent in those early years at Kansas, Bill Young will tell you that, they actually fared pretty well, 31 and 30 points in two meetings there. I bet if you told Mike Gundy that he could have 31 points Saturday put up against him, he probably would take that. So they played pretty well. And I think this is a matchup he really looks forward to. Earlier this season, they played a similar offense in Houston, and it didn't turn out so well. They didn't tackle well that day, and that's something that they've really focused on in the week since then. And they feel like they've made a lot of improvement, just tackling, simple tackling. And that's the number one thing you have to do against a Tech team is when they catch the ball, you have to tackle them on the spot. Can't let them have the yards after the catch. I think that's going to be the number one thing to look at from a defensive standpoint for the Cowboys Saturday.
Okay, talking to John Helsley, OSU beat writer, about the OSU Tech game Saturday in Stillwater. John, these have been some wild games, especially in Stillwater. Way back in 2004, I believe, Les Miles was coaching them. That was the game OSU trying to hold Tech on the last drive. And I seem to remember Antonio Smith sacking B.J. Simons. Can you tell me about that? It looked like two drunks dancing at the end of that game of an offensive shootout.
You're exactly right. I remember being on the sideline there at the end of that one. It's exactly what it looked like, just sheer exhaustion on the part of Antonio Smith. Of course, Simon, same thing, long day back there, trying to avoid the rush, throwing a lot of passes. They got there. If I remember correctly, I think he tossed it up, and John Holland made an interception over by the sideline to kind of seal that thing and finish it off. And that was a big win that year. And another big win just a couple of years ago up here against Texas Tech. Another shootout style of game. Cowboys win. Good stat from that. I think OSU under Mike Gundy, they were 12-15 at that point, and 20-9 since then. So they kind of look at that game as kind of a watershed moment for the program where they really gained some confidence and gained some momentum going forward.
Well, let's be frank about all this. As anybody who's watched the recent history of Oklahoma State football and follows the Oklahoman, that was a watershed game for a lot of reasons. The rant, and I'm not talking about what Mike Leach did in his post game. I'm talking about Mike Gundy, his rant targeted towards Oklahoma columnist Jenny Carlson. You were up there that day. That game was going to be memorable even before Mike Gundy took the podium that day.
Absolutely it was. One, for the game, it was a great game and all the things we talked about. But I was actually over sitting in on Mike Leach's post-game press conference, and he was an unhappy man, as you might remember. They lost the game. Defense really stunk that day. He would fire his defensive coordinator on Monday. But he had a rant of his own over there and really some colorful language. But that all kind of went by the wayside once Mike Gundy got to have his say.
And 20-9, as you say, that's an interesting stat. Since that game, here comes Tech again. The series, Texas Tech is 6-3 against Oklahoma State during the Mike Leach era out there. But Oklahoma State has fared well. It's pretty much a home field advantage deal. OSU has won in Stillwater. Tech has won in Lubbock. But this matchup, finally bringing it back to Bill Young. John, it does seem like Bill Young has the defensive, just sort of the vibe and performance turnaround at Oklahoma State. Do you sense that the players go into this game more confident about being able to stop a high-powered Tech offense than they ever have before?
Absolutely. And the thing that I think these guys really are appreciative of is how simple Bill Young has made things. And you know, I talked to a couple of guys today, Jeremiah Price, you know, one of the defensive ends who will be charged with, you know, trying to get a pass rush. He talked about, you know, they go into a game where last year they might have 30 defensive calls. Now they go in with basically five or six. And so it's easier for them. Not a lot of head games going on, whether with the other team, trying to match wits with the other team, or even just within their own brains, you know, out there trying to figure out where do I have to be on this play or that play. It's very simple. It's know your responsibility and you know, pretty much see the ball, get the ball. And I think these guys like that. And I think it's a good matchup for this offense as well. You know, a lot of times you people will watch a Tech game and think, man, it's really a complex offense, until you find out actually it's about eight or nine play calls on their side. There's some deviations. There's some different things they can do off of each play. But it's fairly simple, too. And so I think that helps OSU in that mindset of, you know, don't try and be too complex here. Let's identify the guys who we have to tackle, and let's make a play.
Thanks, John. That's all for the Open Mic Podcast on News OK, but you can stay with the best coverage team anywhere every day at News OK and every morning in the Oklahoman.